Spillwords.com presents A Visit, written by Marina Imaz. I regard her uninvited presence over the rim of my glasses. Bees buzz contently over my patch of rounding cabbages. The air is thick honey in midsummer glow, fragrant dust from yellow flowers settling on my clothes. The pale tea in my porcelain cup tastes delicate and light. Do you remember the plague? I don't. She perches on the lawn chair across the table, fingers bothering the hem of her dress, eyes demanding. Do you remember the serpentine lines of people queuing on the street? I don't. The buildings were gray carcasses against the frigid sky, the whole city a gaping mouth with broken teeth? Do you remember that? I don't. Surgeons sweating desperation and crying bullets? I don't. Our friend who always skipped class and spent his money on foreign records and quoted Western songs? We left a record on his grave. No. Do you remember how you got out, fabricated passports and sooty train stations smelling of cinnamon and sour bodies and death? Nope. She shifts uncomfortably. Do you remember how much you struggled here before you bought this cottage and settled down? I don't. I look on wearily, waiting for the interview to end. The fat bees continue buzzing over my cabbages, honey melons lie languidly in the sun, birds swoop down to drink from a bird bath, ripe fruit hangs like a prize over my tiny garden. I bite my tongue to keep from admitting that I've buried those vivid images she's offering to fertilize the vegetable patches, to nourish the ground. There is happiness in not remembering, is all I offer back. We sip the tea in silence, and the table between us feels impossibly wide. Note from the author. I have lived through three periods of upheaval in my home city of Kyiv, the revolution of 2014, which took place right outside of my windows, the COVID pandemic, with its full year of isolation, and, finally, the war. I do not like recounting my direct experiences, they are not unique, and they are not pleasant. However, inhabiting a character who survives a metaphorical plague in a city that never stops haunting you, that is one way of dealing with memories. That has been the inspiration for the flash fiction piece above. About latest posts, Marina Imaz, the first 18 years of my life spent in Kyiv, Ukraine have shaped my cultural sensibilities and my understanding of places in crisis. I moved to California on my own as a college student and earned my bachelor's in English from UC Davis. After one COVID year spent back at home, I found myself unexpectedly teaching English language arts at an inner-city public high school in San Antonio, Texas. Over the course of 2 years, I have grown into that community, learning from my at-risk students, basking in the support of my colleagues. Teaching had become my second identity, and I had taught writing more than I had practiced it. The full-scale invasion of Ukraine and a cancer diagnosis finally brought me back to Europe. Now, at 27, I am pursuing a master's degree in Anglophone literatures and cultures at the University of Vienna, making a living by tutoring, and finally picking up a pen again. As somebody who's never lived in one place long enough, I hope to share that experience of transience in my pieces. Latest posts by Marina Imaz, see all, A Visit, June 25, 2024.